Whatever your relationship status, nobody's music warms up a cold night like Prince's. In 1984, he was on top of the world with a number one album and later a number one movie, both named Purple Rain. Little did Prince know how widely its influence would spread or how long it would last. This is from a cinematic remake of Purple Rain, filmed in Niger, starring members of a nomadic group of people known as the Tuareg.
My name is Christopher Kirkley. I directed the film entitled Akunak Tadalit Taha Tazgri. The title translates to Rain the Color Blue with a Little Red in It.
That's because there is no word for purple in their language. Like the original, though, this version of Purple Rain tells the story of a guitarist and songwriter who battles his musical rivals, his conservative father, and eventually his own ego. And those struggles are every bit as resonant in Niger's desert community as they were in Prince's Minneapolis. Because over the past few decades, a vibrant new music scene has exploded among the Tuareg. Bootleg cassette tapes of artists like Jimi Hendrix and Dire Straits have been traded and retraded across the Sahara.
This guitar-based, heavily blues-influenced music is now essentially pop music for the Tuareg community.
Local star Mdou Mokhtar plays the Prince role, and spoiler alert, in the end, he does win a Battle of the Bands competition against his rival. Mokhtar's showstopper sounds a little different than Prince's, though. Now, if you saw Purple Rain back in the day, you might remember that the love story got a little bit risque. How could they pull that off with actors from a conservative Muslim background, you might ask? Well, they didn't.
We obviously couldn't do a kiss on the screen. We even had problems with a hug. I thought, well, maybe we can just end the film with the two of you hugging, and they said no.
Christopher Kirkley's movie is currently playing the film festival circuit. He's still waiting for one person in particular to buy a ticket.
We haven't heard from Prince yet. I'm hoping that if and when we do, it's a positive experience.